This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome to Washington. I'm Mike Emanuel in for Brett Baer. President Trump is urging Americans to strive to be worthy of the sacrifice of the country's fallen military heroes. And on this Memorial Day, the president and his team are actively engaged in trying to reduce the chance of war in what could be the world's most dangerous neighborhood. We'll have a report from the Korean Peninsula in a moment. First tonight, correspondent Kevin Cork is at the White House. Good evening, Kevin.
Evening, Mike. A solemn Memorial Day for the president, one punctuated by speeches, songs, and, of course, heartfelt salutes for the folks who paid the ultimate price in serving our country and defending our freedom. It was also a day full of new questions about a brewing spying scandal that threatens to overrun the DOJ and the FBI.
As President Trump,
we are gathered here on the sacred soil of Arlington National Cemetery to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes, the men and women who laid down their lives for our freedom.
In marking the second Memorial Day of his presidency, President Trump today called on all Americans to never forget the sacrifice of fallen U.S. service members, saying they shared a love more deep and more pure than most will ever know. Among the many veterans in the audience today, 94-year-old Bob Dole, former Kansas senator who spent nearly four decades in Congress and was wounded in combat in World War II and received a thunderous ovation from the gathering. But while the president spent this Memorial Day honoring the memories of the fallen, both on hallowed ground and online, he began it by focusing his attention to a discussion on Fox News on so-called Spygate and the idea that the FBI placed an informant into or around the Trump campaign during and after the 2016 election. On Twitter, Mr. Trump quoted constitutional legal scholar Jonathan Turley, who told Fox that the president deserves some answers. Said of ousted acting AG Sally Yates, "I find her actions to be really quite unbelievable," and said if the Obama administration put the opposing campaign's presidential candidate or his campaign under investigation, that raises legitimate questions, adding, it goes to the heart of our electoral system.
We should get everyone involved in, get them on the record, and get that record to the public, because at some point we're going to have to come back together as a country. This division is getting deeper, and it's because politicians on both sides are playing games with these investigations.
While New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer noted in a tweet the Mueller investigation's 19 indictments and three guilty pleas, he failed to mention that there's been no evidence of Russian collusion uncovered by the special counsel, who may not, if the president's lawyers have their way, get an opportunity to interview the president in the Russia probe.
And the reality is, we're not going to sit him down if this is a trap for perjury. And until we're convinced of that, and if they don't show us these documents, well, we're just going to have to say no.
Giuliani says the president insists he wants to sit down with the special counsel. In fact, he said as much on the record, Mike, but it's also important to point out that his lawyers, at least for now, are advising against it.
I trust that Memorial Day, the weekend, was a good time for reflection for you. Probably two of the best notes of this Memorial Day that I looked at was Aaron Kilburn's The Dead Soldier, Silence Sings, Our National Anthem. The other one, The Patriot's Blood, is the seed of freedom's tree. Rob O'Neill had commented that he doesn't look at it as a happy Memorial Day. He's a former, of course, Navy SEAL, best known as the man who killed Osama bin Laden. As a SEALs, America's top special forces unit, O'Neill participated in more than 400 combat missions across four different theaters of war. According to his op-ed, he says, "Don't wish me a happy Memorial Day. There's nothing happy about the loss of the brave men and women of our armed forces who died in combat defending America. Memorial Day is not a celebration. And I share that sentiment with him, and it's great to hear what he had to say. If we get time, I'll share some more from that op-ed piece. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Let me just finish this, you know, this one thing about Rob O'Neill and what he had to say in his op-ed. He said, Memorial Day is a time for reflection, pause, remembrance, and thanksgiving for patriots who gave up their own lives to protect the lives and freedoms of us all, including the freedom of generations long gone and generations yet unborn. We owe the fallen a debt so enormous that it can never be repaid. Memorial Day is a time to honor the lives of those who would rather die than take a knee when our national anthem is played. Oof. But they will fight and die for the rights of those who kneel. Well said. This holiday is a time to think of young lives cut short, of wives and husbands turned into widows and widowers, of children growing up without a father or mother, of parents bearing their children. Memorial Day is a time to think of might-have-beens that never were and will never be, of brave Americans who put their country before themselves. Without these heroes, America would not be America. That's Rob O'Neill in his op-ed about Memorial Day and his request. Don't wish me a happy Memorial Day. And as you know, we've talked about this. I think there's a better salutation. I don't know what it is, and this has been going on. It's bothered me for years. You know, we were saying yesterday, Memorial Day, never forget, ever honor. You know, I think is a good slogan. But in terms of a salutation, the traditions that we've held in saying, you know, happy Memorial Day, it just seems incongruous to me. And I just figure maybe somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning is going to get the right idea. Say, hey, this is the salutation. But I put it out there once again. But meanwhile, let's bring Kurt Mills on. Kurt is a foreign affairs reporter at the National Interest Magazine in Washington, D.C., where he covers the State Department, National Security Council, and the Trump presidency. Because I guess, Kurt, your hands just aren't busy enough, huh?
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you. Does that bother you, too, about Memorial Day, about saying happy? I mean, because when I think happy Memorial Day, I think it's such a hallowed day, and I think of the young men and women who took a bullet for us, who died for our freedoms, and the families. I you know, it's not very festive, but I think some of that is lost in translation for this younger generation. Thankful that they haven't been involved in a war or a conflict. I mean, we've had some minor conflicts and skirmishes along the way, but in terms of their involvement in anything military or anything in defending our country, you know, they've been, you know, they've been saved from that. And I think some, maybe to a degree, to their detriment.
Absolutely. I think that a generation, or it's really been, you know, 40, 50 years now without a military draft has made military service a more isolated part of American life. And that's obviously had mixed results.
Right. I mean, today, less than 1%, they tell me, of Americans actually go to defend the country. I think there's something gravely missing here. And it's not that you and I are asking for a war. We're not doing that. We're just saying that we need to have a better understanding of what it means to defend this country, to defend our Constitution, and especially at a time when we have elected officials, you know, that seemingly do not. And that is the disconnect that we have right now that's going on. But, Kurt, I want to talk to you about several things. We got Iran, DNC fundraising woes, and former CIA director Brennan's crusade against Trump. Let's start with the former CIA director. Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of people, you know, it's kind of like, in Scarface, it's the cockroaches. The cockroaches are running wild now. The lights turned on, and, man, they are in a mad scramble over this whole situation. I mean, they may have created something that they can't control in this special prosecutor, because it's all being looked at, and the curtain is being pulled back here. And I guess the word for the days have been exposure.
Right. I think what you have to understand is that the president threatens a certain way of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
So for guys like Brennan, James Comey, Clapper, Michael Hayden, the president represents an inexcusable threat to the status quo. Now, these guys are all retired, but they are the most public emissaries of the status quo operating procedure for many in the intelligence and law enforcement community.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like anything. If you're stuck in your echo chamber, you start believing your copy, and you start believing, you know, it's like, you know, some of these faculty lounge conversations. It's like nobody's sitting there going, are you crazy? Where did you come up with that idea? But this is what's happened. I mean, they have gone unchecked. The obstinance. I think of guys like John Koskinen, who, you know, sit before a hearing, a congressional hearing, with all kinds of attitude. And you're going, wait a minute, he's a servant of the people. He has no right for attitude here. And, you know, with Lois Lerner, the same thing, you know, that's come out. Hillary Clinton, when we're asking questions about Benghazi, you know, what does it matter anyway? You know, it's like, wait a minute, it matters, because it's not just a one and done. This is history in the making, and we need to understand, you know, all these things that have been going on. But for some reason, our government continues to fail us by not, you know, not allowing for full disclosure. You know, we've got so much redaction and black ink flying around, is that we're left to our own opinion. And we often say here, Kurt, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so that's what we have. The court of public opinion is no wonder we're at each other's throats, because nobody knows the truth.
Absolutely. I think if you look at someone like James Clapper, these are complex figures, but I don't think it's controversial to say that a few years ago he lied under oath to Congress with impunity.
Right.
And that went largely unchecked at the time. And if there's going to be no accountability to the unelected fourth branch of government, that's a real democratic and constitutional crisis. And I don't know if Donald Trump came, you know, sought the presidency and came into the White House looking to wage this fight, but he's the tip of the spear now of a lot of questions Americans are rightfully asking about their government.
Well, to your point, Kurt, there exactly is Donald Trump came to the White House feeling the same frustration that the forgotten men and women were feeling. Like, oh, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. You know, what is going on here? And, of course, then he gets to the Oval Office, and I'll never forget that first week that he was in the Oval Office. He comes out to the garden, and the press is out there. Hey, how's it going, Mr. President? And he had this foreboding look on his face, like he goes, this is really messed up. You know, it was like worse than I thought, you know, that right. This is how messed up this is, right?
It's obviously a double-edged sword to come into the presidency with no experience in government. But something that I think is an advantage for Donald Trump and is an advantage for the people who put him in office is that he does come at these problems with very fresh eyes. He has spent all these years in government, so he's not you know, corroded by sort of status quo thinking.
Exactly.
You know, everyone who's,
and traditions.
Everyone who's been around presidents say that the presidency really changed the man. You know, it really changed Clinton. It really changed George W. Bush. It really changed Barack Obama. But what is the near universal assessment of those around President Trump is that he is the same guy as he was 3 years ago.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. Then when I feel like I'm all alone, your love defends me.
Hey, we're
we're back with the America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Kurt Mills continues. Kurt is a foreign affairs reporter at the National Interest Magazine in Washington, D.C., where he covers the State Department, National Security Council, and the Trump presidency. Kurt, as you were saying before we went to break, Donald Trump is the CEO's CEO. I think in the modern context, I don't know that there has been another true experienced chief executive officer in the Oval Office, per se. Yes, lacking, you might say, in many respects, when it comes to politics and, you know, that angle. I mean, he's been dealing and interacting with politicians most of his life. But as far as his qualities as a chief executive officer, he brings that to bear. And it's something that is a bit refreshing because, you know, many on Main Street America have gone increasingly frustrated over the operations of our government.
Absolutely. This is somebody who comes to the presidency with fresh eyes, for better or worse. Mm-hmm. And he brings an approach that is couldn't be more different than the sort of professorial, senatorial experience that Obama had. I mean, there have been presidents with extensive management experience in the modern era. I think two in particular come to mind. Reagan obviously ran a no-joke state for 8 years in California.
Right.
And Eisenhower commanded, the most successful army in history.
Exactly.
But Donald Trump has run stuff. He's built stuff. He has that experience. And so when he sees a sort of permanent bureaucracy that is essentially in the status quo, unfireable and unaccountable to the directives, largely unaccountable to the directives of the elected government, he comes at that with frustration, mm-hmm. understandably. And so the question is he going to use that frustration constructively, or is the conversation itself going to be something healthy to have as a nation? Just mm-hmm. him poking these questions, just him poking some air into what has been going on, is that in and of itself going to be enough thing to confront the council? And I think that remains to be seen, but it's certainly a fascinating time to be in America.
Kurt, don't you see that more people are engaging their government these days because Donald Trump is poking, because of the tweets? He has increased the interest because what's happened is that, we the people have checked out. And if this is a government of, for, by we the people, by its basic mandate, the people need to stay engaged. Because we've disengaged, this is what has allowed for the deep state, if you want to call it that, or the shadow government that has been in operation, because they're happy to take over where the people are no longer interested in being involved in.
I think absolutely. I think that, I used to think that the president sort of cut a larger-than-life figure on American life under Bush and under Barack Obama. But Trump is really the first truly ubiquitous president. We think about him all the time. He dominates all the covers. He dominates all the news. And I think another thing that's going on is with Americans questioning the way their government operates is just technology and the way the media is going. The president, for better or worse, can't have hardly any private conversation without it leaking. Now, that could be negative, or you could view that positively as, this is for everything on the record. Because if you can tweet it out, if you can text it out, the era of privacy in America, at least for anyone in public life, might be coming to a close.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, the environment today, and when it comes to news and our own antsiness, we want to know the information now, like yesterday. And here you've got a president that's tweeting out, throughout the day and keeping you up to date what's going on. So it's answering that need. I mean, the mainstream media can't even keep up with it.
Absolutely. I used to joke that the president, sort of creates a day-to-day news cycle that, you wake up in the morning and you don't really know what the heck is going to happen by lunch or, midday. I now think it's an hour-by-hour news cycle. I don't know what's going to happen at any hour. He is a workaholic in his own way. He sort of has been. He basically sleeps 4 or 5 hours a night.
Right.
And even when he's, you know, at Mar-a-Lago or golfing, he is wont to announce on Twitter at 11:50 Eastern Time p.m. on a Saturday that the summit's back on or something. So, it is a less predictable cycle. The only thing predictable about it is that it's going to be constant, never changing.
Let's talk about the fundraising woes for the DNC. Numbers not looking too good here recently. What's going on?
I think two things are going on. I think, one, the Republicans have certainly rebounded from, I think, the nadir of their standing in the presidency in November when they got routed in Virginia. I think Republicans, your average Republican nationwide, is just doing a lot better than he was. Or he or she was. And then secondly, the Democrats don't have a united message or messenger. So there isn't a sort of Newt Gingrich style or even sort of Tea Party style united message that the Democrats can rally around. Or even the 2006 model, the last time the Democrats really made huge congressional gains, was a united against the Iraq war, united against Bush. Now, obviously, most people pulling the lever or a Democrat don't like President Donald Trump. That's true. But it's about turnout these off-year elections. So what is the message? We're anti the tax plan? I mean, people are not... Yeah, I mean, you've got centrist Democrats who are revolting on that message. Nancy Pelosi has said, we want to come in and we want to repeal the tax cut. That's just not going to be a popular message that's going to bring home independents and moderates come November. So I think that's... I think you're seeing some of this, you know... the Democrats, the big fundraisers, when they're a little bit more hesitant to reach for their checkbooks.
You know, without a doubt, it's about the message. And when you have the likes of Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi out at the front of it all, these are losing propositions, are they not?
I think so. I think the leadership challenge is one that's really not going to be resolved until the Democrats have a new standard bearer in 2020, because this is going to be a party that I think is going to have 40 major candidates at least, major candidates defined as current or former federal office holder, so Congress and senator, or ran a state governor, major celebrity, or major businessman. And is this the party of Bernie Sanders? Is this sort of a essentially outright socialist party? Or is this a party of Hillary Clinton, sort of urbanite, liberal, cosmopolitan, but that's not going to be very keen on, taxing the rich, because Hillary Clinton is the rich.
Yeah, right, exactly. Even though she left the White House poor, right?
Right.
But she made up for that. That's, which
she made up for a lot of time, for sure.
Which is still to be investigated, so stay tuned for details. As we wrap things up here, Curtis, got a little over a minute here. A lot of focus on North Korea, but let's not forget about Iran. The U.S. has a list of demands for a new nuclear deal with Iran, right?
They do. The United States does. It's unclear where that's going to go. Some people think that, the man who is desperate to cobble together something is borderline banking his international standing on this is the French President Emmanuel Macron. He has cultivated a unique relationship with Trump. He came here in April with his wife Bridget and tried to convince Trump to stay in. He is now seeing his charge, him along with Theresa May of the United Kingdom, as negotiating some sort of deal with the Iranians. But the problem is there's just a big impasse between Washington and Tehran, and part of that is that there will not be a new deal.
Well, without a doubt here, thank you so much for keeping us up to date. Kurt Mills, foreign affairs reporter at the National Interest Magazine in Washington, D.C., where he covers the State Department, National Security Council, and the Trump presidency. Kurt, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, sir. Take care.
This report is brought to you by Sears. Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer. It's the perfect time to get your home ready for the warmer months. To have peace of mind all summer long, homeowners want to avoid surprises during the hottest time of the year. They can follow these basic maintenance tips or bring in the experts for help. Chip Wade, celebrity home designer and expert craftsman.
Homeowners will definitely want their air conditioners working, so inspect and replace the air filter according to the owner's manual. Also, make sure to clean the inside of your washer. Warmer temperatures make these areas prone to mold growth and can even cause odors. Next, make sure you and your family stay properly hydrated and keep your refrigerator's water fresh by replacing the filter as needed. If larger issues with your appliances arise, Sears Home Services expert technicians can come to your home to perform a full 64-point inspection.
For more information, visit searshomeservices.com/summer.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's all about you, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. But we have to engage this government in order to let them know that we mean business. The midterm elections are just around the corner. Make sure that you're registered to vote, that you're an activated citizen to get this country back on track. It's not so much about us. I'm just thinking about our kids and our grandkids. You know, what kind of America are we going to leave to them if, you know, we just continue to follow suit and do as we've been told? You know, the elites love this stuff, don't they? I want to talk about Gen Z. It's reported to be more than 60 million strong in the U.S. That's the next generation, Gen Z now. You know, it makes you wonder what happens after Z, because I think we've run through the alphabet here. But anyway, 60 million strong in the U.S., making up about 26% of the current population. And 2017 marked the first full year with Gen Z in the workforce. Now, these new employees born after 1995 have set their sights on becoming future movers and shakers, and they have new expectations around technology and a preference for work-life blend. Organizations need to understand Gen Z's workplace preferences to effectively integrate these newcomers and create an intergenerational dialogue that enables all employees to be the best they can be. The Vice President of Marketing for Corporate Services with Sodexo joins us to talk about the new workplace reality. Sodexo's 2018 Global Workplace Trends Report highlights how to create the emotionally intelligent workplace and how to prepare for Gen Z. Marie Helene Sicard is with us. Marie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, thank you.
Hey, this
Glad
is Nick.
To be here.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about Gen Z. Like I said, I don't know what happens after Z. I mean, we're at the end of the alphabet. Do we start all over again?
Maybe. It feels like it sometimes. Or maybe we'll adopt the 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. At least that system is not going to have the same issue.
Exactly. Well, you say 84% of Gen Zers would rather communicate in person with their boss.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
That was probably one of the findings that, for me personally, went aha, as you say. We're finding that that generation coming into the workplace is adding a very different dimension to the workplace environment. So they're coming in with an expectation that they want to have not quite the amenities of home, but they want to have that third space, which is a mix of home and what we were used to seeing in the traditional workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also, as you mentioned, they're looking for that face-to-face, offline relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And while they are extremely tech-savvy, they've grown up with every piece of electronic and that you can think of and then some, and they've adapted to that, and they're really pushing us to stay, stay connected literally. They're also craving for some face-to-face time, and they're looking for engaging and meaningful relationships, and that's a twist because, they're not afraid to ask for feedback. They want to know how they're doing. They want to understand what they could do to improve and contribute more. So they're going to be tapping into that emotional intelligence capability that our employers and workplace need to step up in order to unleash the potential and the talent of this generation.
Well, I got to tell I am.
What does that mean in terms?
No, I was going to say to you, Marie, I'm glad to see this number. This is a huge number, 84%. I mean, we're just coming out of a situation where some of us are catching up with, the technology and realizing that, it's all about emails and that sort of thing. But, this is something that I've referenced many times in the show with John Naismith in his book Megatrends, talking about high tech, high touch. You may recall that saying, and that is that as technology increased, there was going to be a higher need for touch, for that direct confrontation or connection, not necessarily confrontation, but connection. And this is what's happening. So I am really excited to see this, that Gen Zers are bringing this back into the fold, because after everything is all said and done, it's still about communication, is it not?
Absolutely. And that's actually, you've put your finger on it. It's at the core. And how we're going to be interacting with each other, fostering collaboration, being inclusive, being authentic, fostering trust is going to be critical in order to make our workplace productive and engaging. And so that means that people, employers, employees, we need to be more connected with our own feelings and those of others. We need to be self-aware. We need to self-manage the emotions so that, if we're angry or we're stressed, it's about, taking a breath of fresh air or going for a workout and not unleashing our emotions on others. And really tapping into that social awareness and relationship management.
Yeah.
Those are what are the key pillars of emotional intelligence. And not only does it, affect relationships and people, but we look at also how to create the best conducive environments for people to bring their best self to work. So Sodexo, we're very privileged because we are present in so many business and workplace environments, and that allows us to observe and really see the trends shaping in terms of workplace. And what we do is we partner with clients to design services that are going to create the best environment for employees to be relaxed and productive. productive and feel appreciated. So that's what we do. And employers then, they need to look at their workplace. You know, what kind of a message are they sending with how their buildings are conceived, the amenities that they offer. This generation is expecting, they're mental and physically fit. So they're expecting their employers to recognize and respect that and appreciate what they bring. So they're going to be looking for snacks that are, you know, nutritious. They're going to be expecting their employers to promote the well-being and wellness and physical exercise. So it's a different shift, and it's going to make the workplace, a whole
more holistic,
better,
right?
Better
exactly.
Environment.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Well, Sodexo is in an advantageous position, as you've laid out here, to study and release this report on workplace trends. I mean, this is really a blessing, I think, all the way around. I mean, for the Gen Zers, for employers as well, to be aware of what's going on, because some of this information, this is quite enlightening, Marie. How surprised were you with some of these trends you're seeing?
Well, the one that that caught us, a little off guard was that the whole idea of that generation wanting that face-to-face. So that was something that was unusual and unexpected. Also, they're saying that they're not looking for those open space environments. So we've seen, that trend of workplace with the open plan offices. This generation is looking for hubs and clusters and quaint spaces where they can engage and have meaningful relationships. So while we know that they're absolutely tech savvy, they're, as you mentioned, they are craving that that proximity and that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
That was unusual, what we found.
The other one that sticks out to me, 56% of Gen Zers want to write their own job descriptions. Boy, that's interesting, and I think well needed. I mean, you're getting feedback right from the very beginning in terms of expectation. Both ways, that keeps the dialogue flowing. Marie, as we wrap things up, where can people go for a copy of the 2018 Global Workplace Trends Report from Sodexo?
They can visit our website, Sodexo Insights, SodexoInsights.com, and they can download a copy of the 2018 Workplace Trends Report. Well, they'll learn all about
Thousands
getting ready for
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150, 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
There's never been a moment I was not held inside your arms. And there's never been a day when you were not who you say you are. You're forever, it don't matter what I'm walking through. Cause no matter where I'm going, there's never been a moment that I was not loved by you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Wade Likas, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thank you for sharing a part of your day and continuing to fight the good fight with us. And we're going to go into some early Christian history as we remember Paul, Apostle of Christ. Yes, the movie from the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes the story of Paul, who transformed from the most infamous prosecutor of Christians to one of Christ's most influential apostles. From Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment, Paul, Apostle of Christ, arrives on digital. Okay, write this down. On June the 12th and on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital on June the 19th. And here to tell us more and talk about the movie is Andrew Hyatt. Andrew wrote and directed Paul, Apostle of Christ. Andrew, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
And congratulations on the movie. I just cannot tell you how much of a blessing it was to the community, and I think to those that needed a refresher of what was going on in the early church.
I appreciate that. Yeah, just the audience response has been phenomenal. So we're humbled and grateful to be here.
Well, I got to tell you, we had it was such an honor to talk with Jim Caviezel. We met with him in Nashville at the recent, most recent NRB, and had a really sweet visit with him and talking about it. And he just flat out, he was just so enthusiastic about the movie, and just said, and he told me, he said, "Bill, this is an awesome movie, and I know you know Christians are going to be blessed by it." And he was exactly right.
Grateful to have Jim, obviously wonderful Christian believer and great man. And, you know, one of the things that from the very beginning, Jim and I and James and others had just consistently discussed is that, you know, what can we really offer to audiences and to the world that really just gives a true glimpse of this amazing man's humanity and the first century Christian church? You know, how do we really make this real for people and authentic so that they not only can learn a bit about their history, but just be edified and inspired and encouraged.
Yeah, in the midst of everything that was going on, you know, the persecution of the church, I mean, Jesus said, hey, look what they've done to me. What do you think they're going to do to you? So, welcome to the team.
Absolutely.
And here it is. I mean, Christians are being persecuted. We had Nero. Nero, of course, for political influence, the problems he's having, he's blaming it on the Christians. Why not? You know, blame it on the Christians, you know, this new way, right?
Yes, it was such a bizarre group at the time. I think we're so blessed here in America still at the moment, you know, to have such a freedom of being able to go to church on Sunday, read our Bibles whenever we want. But we do forget that, you know, this was a time when this was such a bizarre upstart group that just, they show up in Rome, they don't believe anything that these Romans have believed for hundreds of years, and suddenly they're taking care of the poor, and they care about things that the Romans never cared about. It would have been a very bizarre group to encounter, but what a wonderful message of the gospel in as you say, in a really persecuted moment.
Exactly, and the thing that astounds me, Andrew, is that I guess the willingness of martyrs of the early church to be willing to accept the judgment of the Romans and those even their own church. I mean, they had to walk away. I mean, here it is, their whole identity in many cases for Jews especially, was the synagogue. And they knew that following the way meant that they had to depart from everything that they knew as children growing up, and even into their adulthood. They were abandoning their region du jour, so to speak, for this this new wave of spirituality and unity.
Absolutely, and Bill, it's just so convicting to me. It really was in writing this and experiencing sort of the really deep diving into Paul's letters and scripture. And it was really convicting to kind of look at how these early Christians lived their lives. As you say, it was such a lived experience. Everything that Paul wrote, everything that they were doing, really living out, it was not this sort of, oh, let's go sit by a lake and write these amazing theological, books
right.
on the faith. This was coming out of a real lived experience where they were facing death and persecution every day. And how inspiring then when you look at Paul's words and say, wow, it really came out of that. And maybe I need to kind of look at my own life that's pretty easy going at the moment, and maybe I can be doing more.
Yeah, when you sit there and you consider what they were subjected to, as you say, the persecution, it's not some, easy death. I mean, the Romans were known for brutal ways. I mean, after all, they were the ones that invented crucifixion. And if you've studied crucifixion at any length and understanding of what they did, imagine what it must have been like for early Christians to start seeing their fellow man harpooned on stakes lining up the driveway to Nero's castle. That could be a bit foreboding.
Absolutely. I mean, and how do you go into a situation in a world like that and have, certainly I'm sure fears and I'm certain doubts at times, but what a beautiful, inspiring, just to look at these lives and look at what they face and say, whoa, even in that, they were able to love their community. They were able to share the gospel. They were able to take care of one another. And, I just think just how, what a radical way of living. I don't know that I've ever understood how you can, we know what the gospel is. We know it's about loving your enemies, but what does that really mean?
Exactly.
And it's always been hard for me to wrap my brain around that. And I think one of the wonderful things we're hearing from the experience of watching the film is that people are finally, oh, okay, I'm connecting the dots.
Exactly.
What does that mean to be loving in a moment like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, as you were writing this, you took great care. I mean, you're on hallowed ground here. You're writing about Paul. You're looking at Scripture. I can't imagine you approaching any day or any tittle of this movie script without looking to God and saying, God, I need your direction here.
Oh, absolutely. It's a massive responsibility. We knew from the very beginning to bring this amazing man to life and so beloved by the audience and by us too. That's the thing we always say as filmmakers. We, we cared as much about getting Paul's story right as the next audience member. So it really was a prayerful experience, you know, humbling myself every day.
Yeah.
You got to come to God and you got to say, hey, this is your work and I'm happy to do it, but you got to take it from here, you know, because,
yeah, right.
because, you know, in my weakness, in my, you know, I don't want to bring an agenda to this, from myself. It just has to be completely free, to do your glory. And I really think that God, you know, he speaks through the film in beautiful ways and even ways that surprised me.
Well, I can imagine, because what happens, just like you shared, Andrew, is people have an individual story and connection with the Word of God, and the story of Paul is there seeing on screen, and as you say, you were excited to hear them connecting the dots and probably being encouraged to go deeper into their faith to really look at it. I mean, it's one thing to hear the words of Paul, and I mean, Paul was right there in the early structure of the church. The church required some structuring, and it needed to have somebody with Paul's intellect and his understanding to be able to communicate to all peoples, even though God used him a lot with Gentiles. But boy, what a case he could bring to Jewish believers in tying down the Old Testament and how it was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who was crucified.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also that humanity, you know, that we oftentimes forget. I think we're so familiar with these stories,
mm-hmm.
and at times, you know, these individuals have become a little unobtainable to us. I think we tend to kind of look at them as the beautiful statues in the church and say, wow, you know, look at them. I could never be like that. And the truth is, you know, you watch this man on screen and you really dig into his letters, and there's such a humanity and a humbleness to him, and at times anger and passion and, you know, all these very human things. And I hope that people leave this film saying, whoa, wait a minute. I actually can be like that. I can be like Paul or Luke or Priscilla or Aquila, you know, this is what we're all called to do.
Exactly. Well, Paul, like any human being, was conflicted. I always love that very vulnerable line he puts out there. He says, the things that I do, I the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, I do.
Beautiful.
It's like,
yeah,
that's the central aspect of all human beings, right?
That's exactly right. I feel like that every day, right?
Yeah, exactly right with you. Well, Andrew, again, congratulations on Paul, Apostle of Christ. It'll be out digitally June the 12th, Blu-ray and DVD, and digital on June the 19th. I guess the bottom line of this, Andrew, what is your heart's cry for people who see this movie?
You know, we're just at such a time and place as this, where our culture is kind of moving away from where the gospel really began and the real authenticity of it. And I just pray that people see this film, and it, like you said, it just encourages them to go deeper, you know, go deeper in your faith and be challenged and be encouraged and inspired that there's something really beautiful here.
Well, again, congratulations to everybody and the crew. I mean, it takes a whole team to a movie, especially a movie like this. And we're blessed, Andrew Hyde. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless.
Director and writer of Paul, Apostle of Christ, Andrew Hyde. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying. Get the